Words were exchanged at the bar. You seemed nice enough so far. You brushed the hair back from my face. Did you know how much my heart raced? You told me I was beautiful, but they all do. Somehow, you meant it, and that I knew. Your eyes never left me, stayed on mine, unsure if it was unintentional or by design. You touched my cheek, your hand so cold. I cover it, being so bold. The night ends, goes by in a blink. Something says, I will see you again, I think. Later that evening, when the moon is full, high in the sky, I feel my heart pull. I sit up in bed. I must be dreaming. You are at the window. Your eyes are gleaming, green and bright, almost aglow. You open the window, and then I know. You are really here. This isn't a dream. You walk to my bed. Your eyes gleam. I start to speak. Your finger on my mouth stops me fast. Your eyes move south, taking in the view. You move over me, inhaling my scent. On your knee, your hands trace over my form, not quite touching. You make me warm. Your eyes seem to glow as they devour me, as if somehow I hold the key to what? Who knows? I only feel as if somehow this is unreal. I feel your breath on my cheek. You hover over me, that lean physique. The words that pour from your lips are not what I expect, not even a bit. Can I have your permission, you say. I gasp and nod and wish and pray that means what I think, and partly it's true. So fast you are on me, this feeling is new. Your body pressed close, yet cold to the touch. Parts of you are hard. This feeling's too much. Our clothes are shed as fast as we can. Your hardness enters me, woman to man. You still feel cold. Yet harder you thrust, your mouth taking to suckling my bust, working your way up to my slender neck. Your mouth is cold, and I feel a peck. And then a prick as you bite down deep. I gasp as the feeling makes my heart leap. Somehow your body covers in warmth, your member hardening as you press forth, twisted and turning deeper, and yet still you drink on until you hit your fill. I lie there, panting, feeling so drained and still so pleasured and a little pained that this meeting is over. As you stand by the bed, placing a soft kiss upon my head, you leave by the window in which you came. And I find myself hoping I'll see you again.